used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Quitting gambling is hard to do, because even when you don't do it, you get reminded to do it. I get these emails from these websites I used to blow all my money on, and they all start the exact same way. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Hope you're okay. We just wanted to remind you about the Super Bowl. As if you've forgotten the most important day of the year to a degenerate gambler. Like, I can tell you the exact dates the past 30 Super Bowls have been played on. But my mother's birthday? Eh. And then they all finish with the same exact thing. Please enjoy this free bet on us. Can you imagine what it was like if you quit smoking cigarettes and then a month later, they just send you a pack of cigarettes in the mail? Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. Super Bowl week. Used to be my favorite week of the year as a degenerate gambler. I'd be sitting on the computer, getting prepped, getting all my prop bets. Did you know that there's over 1,000 prop bets that you can make on the Super Bowl? It's crazy. You could bet anything. You find anything out there. And as a degenerate gambler, the Super Bowl is the day. It's the day of the year. So later on in the show, I'm going to give you my Super Bowl pick. And if you know anything, you should probably take the opposite. But today's episode is going to be a little different than stuff we've done in the past, because I have some behind-the-scenes things that I want to play for you guys. See, last episode, we broke a couple world records. And the thing with this show, it's a lot of theater of the mind. So going into shows, we got to come up with how we're going to do this stuff. So we have some clip of how we came up with the world record that my co-host decided to break. Now, I'm not going to mention his name. You guys who listen know who he is. If you don't know, go back and find out. But the guy that helps me do this podcast is actually the guy who was one of my biggest loan sharks from back in the day when I was gambling. So we got to talking about what the experience was like when I went to him to get the money. And I was listening to it back, and it's so real. It's pretty much exactly like it was. And I want to explain to everybody what it was like going through that process with this guy. And it's a unique situation because life coming full circle. Now he helps me out with the podcast. And back in the day, he helped me out with money. The only thing was, he helped me out with money and juiced me like fucking 20-25%. But you will hear that coming up. And I think it's a funny story. Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, it's Super Bowl week. I will come back. I'm going to play the clips now, the behind the scenes. And then we're going to come back with my Super Bowl pick for 2020. All right, sorry, I'm tuning out only because I'm trying to find the curls. I'm trying to find the world record thing. Just so you know.
Yeah, and then I'll say something like, yeah, Mickey Mouse was, you know, running through the fields. Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
To be fair, though, I don't do the yeah. I just tell you, hey, I'm, you know.
Yeah, I got you. That is fair. I'm not mad about it. I would tune me out, too, if I could. I can't.
Your rant, right?
Right.
So now I need my rant. And I'm going to do it on the Eagles, because you don't care about sports.
You do it on what?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles.
Right, because you don't care about sports. So now that's your time to break the world record in whatever it is I left you in the truck. Go check the truck out. I left you donuts. I left you enough donuts possible to break the world record or brownie or whatever, you know. However you want to do it. So you are going to set the world record for whatever it is. But, like, for example, I said set the world record in brownies. I only gave you brownies. I didn't give you milk. I didn't give you water. So now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get the gist?
All right.
No? Yeah. Go ahead. Listen, this is a pre-show. This isn't.
I said say, here's what I'm guessing when you're doing the curlings, you're going to be making sport sounds, like exercise sounds during this, right? Or
yeah, I'm going to throw stuff in occasionally.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna break the world record in how long is your rant?
I didn't really think that far into it.
All right. Well, let's say if it's 3 minutes, I'm going to jerk off 15 times and.
Okay. Yep. There it is. All right. Hold on. Let me change my notes from donuts to jerking off.
Is that all?
50. Jerk. Yeah. No, that's funny. I was going for the surprise of, oh, hey, I left you something in the truck. I'm okay with yours. I'm completely okay with yours.
But it's like the movie. That isn't realistic. You're out there. I'm here.
Okay. You know? So we've mentioned in just roll with what I'm doing right now. So we've mentioned in the past that you used to be my personal loan shark.
Yes, I have.
And I was, being a degenerate gambler, you go take loans off people. You don't care. You don't care about the interest. You don't care about anything. You just take loan after loan after loan. You're a degenerate gambler. Whatever it takes, you do to get the money at the time.
Yeah.
Now that I quit gambling, I don't, you know, I laugh about it. Like, oh my God, I was so desperate. Like, a degenerate gambler, they're so desperate in these situations. Well, an interesting thing happened to me. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. Excuse me.
Don't start crying on me then.
An interesting happened to me a month ago. And I'm not going to say.
He almost did it right that time.
I'm struggling. It's really emotional thinking of all the money that I borrowed, all the interest that I paid you. It really chokes me up.
It was fair.
I'm not arguing because there's a plot twist in this situation. Just hear me out.
Of course. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop interrupting. That's what I do.
So about a month ago, I get a text message from one of my degenerate buddies. And I get a picture. I just get a picture. I get no words. I get a picture of a I get a picture of a bank account. -$700. That's it. I just get a picture of a bank account, -$700. No question, no comment, no nothing. I see this. I immediately know what's happening because I've done it a million times. I don't want to bring it up that I want to borrow money. I just want to show you that I need money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I message him. I could say I could do so-and-so this much for 20%. And of course he jumps at the deal. You know what I mean? Of course he jumps at the deal.
Absolutely. You put the hook in the water. That's it.
So now I have a loan out and I'm charging this degenerate gambler, friend of mine, good friend of mine, interest on a thing. The tables have turned. And that's not the most interesting part about it. The most interesting part about it is when you're on the other end of it, getting the juice, right?
Right.
You give the guy the money and you know he's a degenerate gambler. You kind of sit there like, well, this motherfucker keeps on losing. He's just going to pay the interest when it's owed, and I don't really need the money. So, you know, let's hope he stays cold for a couple more months. You know what I mean? Because, you know, just fucking lose. Every bet he makes, I'm like, lose, motherfucker, lose. Because I know what's going to happen. I know how it works. I'm supposed to make so-and-so off of this. I'm eventually going to make quadruple it. Because I know this motherfucker. Lose, motherfucker. Keep going at it. No, it'll turn around. If you're listening, it'll turn around, buddy. Keep trying. You got this, buddy.
Oh, you got this. I like the way you're thinking, but as an ex-loan shark, let me remind you of something. You're right. Like, that's what the juice comes in. You're like, oh, this is good. Eventually, the juice doesn't come anymore, and eventually, you're out the money.
I've thought about that. That's
and what is your what is going to be your method of making sure that you collect? I guess is what I would ask.
Okay, so there's going to be a certain amount of money that I've made at that point in time already, right?
So you're betting on the law. You're betting on the okay.
No. This is just the beginning. I'm just explaining my plan. There's a certain amount of money that I'm going to be made at the point where he stops paying me, right? Let's say that.
Will it cover the nut?
No, well, what it is, so then I call you, right? just okay, just listen. Hear me out. Listen, okay? I call you. I lie about the amount of money that I made. I significantly lower the amount of money that I actually made. I don't tell you the amount of money I actually made. And I tell you, you know what? I got this. You know, just make a couple visits, and I throw you 10%.
Okay.
And that was my plan. That's my plan.
That's your plan.
Yeah. So basically, whatever number I give you in a couple months, I'm only going to give you like 10% of the number.
Sure. And you're cleaning up. I am going to ask for per diem per day when I'm out there, and also, you know, traveling expenses. So take that into consideration.
But you don't have to come out here.
I don't.
No, the guy, you know, the guy's local. Guy's old town. Yeah, old town.
I'm still gonna charge you gas money. Because that's like 40 miles away, and, you know.
And let's just say this: I know you know the guy's address. You'll have no problem. You've been there before.
Okay.
You've been there before. Yeah.
I've been there before. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're probably mad. I'm actually probably cutting into your business, to be honest with you. I probably shouldn't have.
I've cleared my hands of, And you got to remember, I don't need to know his address. His address is not important. Ever.
You know what? That's your. I know. I don't want any questions. You handle that.
I need to know his mother's address, is what I need to know. I need to know his mom's address.
Don't be revealing my secrets. How many times I put my mom's life on the line just for money? Don't be telling. What are you doing? What are you doing? She listens to every episode. Now she knows. She knew I was sick. She didn't know I was that sick.
I never would ever threaten your mother's life. Maybe her hand, but never her life. Never her life.
Okay. All right, I know that. I know that, but it didn't kind of sound like that. You kind of made it sound like I came to you like, hey, listen, I love my mom, but... Like, that wasn't how it went down. I want to be clear. I just want to make that clear. No.
No. It was... The best part with you in gambling when you'd ask me for money is I could see it coming a mile away.
Well, yeah, because every conversation...
Right when you turn the corner of pit one, I looked at him like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here comes the sound.
Let me do it. Stop. Let me do it. I know where to go with this. I know where to go. Let me finish it. I know what happens next. You don't have to tell me. I come in and I lead every conversation with. And you'd be like, who'd you have?
It was always how much, Benny? And then you would tell me an amount, and my fucking like head would spin around. I'm like, holy fuck! For you people out there who don't know, Benny fucking he threw it in there. You know, he threw it in there. You know, there was other people that were borrowing money from me that, you know.
I was the one who was helping you. I was responsible. Shut up! God, let me get worded. Jesus Christ! Whose show is this? This isn't your show. The funny thing is, I would normally ask you for money while watching a game I had money on. Like I wouldn't even look in your eyes. I'd be watching the TV while I'm like, hey, I need, and it, my amount would change based off the score. I'd be like, oh, wait a second. Oh, fuck. Listen to that back. Really got me thinking about the degenerate buddy that I helped out. I hope he's listening. So he could take the opposite of my Super Bowl pick. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll get this one right. Who knows? But my Super Bowl pick for 2020 is the Kansas City Chiefs -1. I'm not going to give you any analysis. I'm not going to give you any details. It's football. Anything could fucking happen. Put all your money on these games, and then the ref throws a fucking flag for no reason. You lose your bet because the guy threw a fucking flag. You lose your bet because they reviewed it, and the ball was 2 inches away from where it was before. Like, gambling is, there's no method to it. There's no, oh, this is going to happen for sure, or this is going to happen for sure. This Super Bowl, of all Super Bowls, it's a coin flip. You're better off just flipping a coin. But my pick, if I were gambling, would be on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a lock. If you guys would like to follow me on Twitter, follow at Betty Lake Wins. Follow the podcast at Betty Lake Laughs. It's good to see the guy from the Netherlands checking back in. Good to have you at back, buddy. Follow me on Instagram. Just look for Betty Lake. Facebook, look for Betty Lake. And if you want to check me out, I actually got some shows coming up out here in Vegas. I'll be at Rockin' Riley's February 3rd, day after the Super Bowl. And then February 12th, I'll be at Rick's Smokin' Barbecue. Got invited to do a little contest, so going to do that. Going to be around town doing some comedy. Come check me out if you're in town. We've reached the point of the show where I update the counter. And currently, I sit at 34 episodes without gambling. I'm going to update that counter right now to 35 episodes without gambling. Super Bowl!